Yeah, man, early in the morning, God. I'm sitting on this bench here. Hope it's okay to be in this park and things like that. I think it's like 5 or something. It ain't so cold though. I was thinking about this time when we was up in Wenatchee picking apples, me and this other boy I used to bum around with. And it getting, that's toward the end of the, you know, beginning of autumn, you know, end of the summer there. And I started thinking maybe it's time to like head south a little bit, cause that up, a little bit up north and such. And so this boy tell me he got like this place, he stay out in the woods. And here comes somebody jogging, shit. Anyway, the boy said he got this place, he stay out in the woods there. And like a cabin, he says. So he says I could, maybe we could winter it up there and things like that. So I said, yeah, man, I'll go look at your place. So he take me out there. He had to walk kind of like, yeah, it was out in the woods, man. And it was just like, first you see this old, like foundation of an old house, looked like it burnt down sometime. And then there was, over to the right of that house, is like this little, looking like a dog house, or maybe like an old doll house. It made out of log, but it was small. I said, is that your cabin? He go, yeah. So anyway, we go over there and look at this thing. Yeah, this thing, like, it's small. So I get it, you know, look inside, and you can sit up in it. That's how small it is. But you can't, you know. And if you stretch your legs out when we lay down, you can't get your legs all the way out. So they almost are hanging out the door. But, you know, yeah, I was a little bit, I said, all right, we give it a try. So we went and got ourselves like a 50-pound sack of oatmeal, and then a big old couple gallons of, I think, or a gallon of peanut butter. I don't know what else. Oh yeah, there was wild berries still. So we figured we could just try to live out there and then maybe work a little bit or something like that. So anyway, there was an old, like, pot-bellied cast iron stove over by that foundation over there. And we figure we're going to cook on that. But there ain't no way we're going to go in that little dog house or whatever it was. So we got this little pot-bellied stove and had it outside there. Kind of made like a lean-to thing around there where we kept the food. And put a, you know, chimney stack on it. Yeah, it was all right out there. We'd get up in the morning and cook oatmeal and go pick the berries, blackberries out in the forest, and put peanut butter in, and we had that for breakfast, and then lunchtime come around, we do that again. So it is all right for a couple weeks, and then it started getting colder because it's up north there. I need to drink some of this. So it started getting colder up there, so then it didn't start to be so much fun anymore, and I got a little bit tired of that oatmeal, too. So he said, I said, man, I can't live in this doghouse here, you know, my feet hanging out during the winter and things like that. He goes, oh, I know where there's another cabin way bigger. So we go to this other place, which is through some more woods down the other end of this little town. Yeah, this was a bigger cabin. It was, you know, big kind of one-room thing. Old thing, like probably from the 1800s or something like that. And yeah, it didn't have no windows. It had windows, but there ain't no glass in them. So he said, yeah, man, we're going to fix this place up. I said, man, we got to get ourselves some kind of stove in here. Going to be freezing another month or so. He goes, oh, I know where there's a big old stove we can get too. So There was this old Indian reservation by there, kind of like in like a town in the Indian reservation, except it was abandoned. It's like a ghost town. So there must have been like 20 houses up there. And inside, they had like the big old-fashioned cast iron wood cook stove. Boy, these things is heavy. You know, they like solid on the claw feet, and got the bread warmers that come up, and you cook on them with wood, you know. So, yeah, that was all good, except for how was we going to get that thing way over there? It was, you know, some miles away. Oh, yeah, this boy had another plan, too. So he knew this boy, or he just met him. He had a brand new, was a pretty new late 50s truck, pickup truck. I think it was a Chevy. He talked this boy into letting us borrow this truck. Yeah, we drove up to that Indian reservation up there and somehow managed to get one of them stoves in the back of his new truck there, scratching the paint on his bed and everything. It was something else. So, then we drive this thing over to close to where this cabin was, because you could only park the truck on the road, and the cabin was like down through the woods, maybe like, I don't know, 150 yards or something like that. So anyway, we dragged this cast iron big old cook stove out of his truck, thinking we're gonna drag this thing down through the woods. There was a trail, but it was like all dirt and, you know, rocks and everything. Yeah, we dragged it out. We didn't get it 1 foot, man. It dug, those claw foot dug into the dirt, and that was so we was kind of stuck there. Oh, but then we got this idea that we're going to line the trail with cardboard and slide it down. So we could all get these cardboard boxes from the grocery store and line the trail down there. Well, it took us all day to drag that thing down there. Luckily, it was downhill. Yeah, we get that thing finally. We get that thing down there and stick it in there, but it didn't have, this cabin didn't have no like chimney hole, so we cut a hole in the side of the wall right by where we were gonna feed out the chimney, like in a kind of L. Or an S, or kind of go out and then up again. So we only had, you know, a few feet of chimney to go upwards. So anyway, we figured we was doing good and everything like that. Yeah, and it started getting cold pretty quick right after this. So we was all like smug, you know. We got our cook stove here. We put like plastic on the windows and newspaper on the walls, kind of like insulated, so we was all prepared. Anyway, we decide we're gonna fire this thing up, so we get some wood from outside. I don't think the wood was even dry, and we stick that wood in there and we lit that fire, man. You know, that chimney wasn't long enough to draft properly, so all the smoke and everything come pouring out of that stove. And also, I think we cracked it on the way down. And it come out of every crevice, and we filled that cabin up with smoke. Man, we had to run out of that place. Not only were we lucky we didn't die from smoke inhalation, but probably almost burnt down that whole cabin. And you know, that was the end of my trying to settle down for a while. I said, boy, this trying to stay in one place thing is unlucky. So I just told that boy, actually, we both just left. We just left that cabin, left that stove, left everything, never went back there. And we did head south. So when you think you should head south, you probably should. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should move along now.